welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Joshua. So get close to the radio and have your Bible ready, because we're about to take a deeper look in the book.
About claiming your blessings. It's a book about claiming your blessings. One of the books that I really like to teach and preach and often like to go back and just read through is the book of Joshua, because it is a real good picture of how the Christian life is. And even though those people had made it into the promised land, they had to claim their blessings. They had to claim their blessings. In other words, the promised land is a place of warfare. Did you notice that? The promised land is a place of warfare. God promised you something, but you got to fight to get it. Did you notice that? God promised them the promised land, the land of Canaan. But they had to go in there and fight to get it. When you read the New Testament, God done promised you as a Christian an abundant life. But you say, why come I ain't got this? Because the devil done drew a line and said, I dare you to cross it. You're going to have to fight to get it. And what a lot of people do, they just settle for less than the best. And they never really claim the blessings of God. Amen. We claim stuff that we can see. That's walking by sight, not walking by faith. The good stuff you can't see yet. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. Amen. It's just like Let's Make a Deal. Y'all remember that show, Let's Make a Deal? It was door number one, door number two, and door number three. And you had to believe that something good. Monte Hall may say we got some transportation behind one of those doors. Some transportation. Now, they had some transportation. They had like a car, a bicycle, and a mule. They had transportation, but you didn't know which one of them doors had that car. And they'll let you leave with that old mule if you choose the wrong door. They'll ask you, you know, you think it's that door? Yeah, I think it's that door. And all them people, yeah, choose number two. And as soon as they choose number two, they get them a mule. Everybody start laughing at them and stuff. You see how folks are? Folks will tell you, yeah, two. And then they're going to laugh at you. Amen. Amen. But you got to believe that God has got some blessings out there for you. It's just like if you believe that God has got a job for you, you just can't sit at the house. You got to make some telephone calls. You got to get on that email. I mean, you got to get to moving. If you believe that God has something out there for you, you can't just sit around the house and say, I think God's got a job for me, and I think he's going to bless me. Uh-uh. God will bless you, but you have to put what? Foot to your faith. Yeah, you got to put foot to your faith. Amen. Amen. Christianity always starts in the feet. God told Moses, pull off your shoes, for you standing is holy ground. Same thing, Josh. Pull off your shoes, for you stand is holy ground. Amen. It starts in the feet. Sanctification starts in your feet. Amen. That's one way you know you saved, is because the places that you used to go, you don't want to go there no more. Hello, somebody. You done change directions in your feet. Amen. Amen. Let's go a little bit further into our lesson tonight. I want us to look at the battle of Ai. Now, we've looked at the battle of Jericho. Now, the battle of Jericho, it was the hardest city. It was the hardest city to conquer. The battle of Jericho. Why is that? It's because it was a fortified city. They had walls. Now, most of us, when we think about a wall that around the city, we think about a wall, you know, 2x4s, walls like that. No, no. These walls were so big, people could build houses on the wall. Remember? Rahab had a house on the wall. They had a street on the wall. Folks could ride their chariots around the city on the wall. Amen. So these were some wide walls. And historian says that there was basically two walls. There was a wall, and then it had a space of 15 feet apart, then another wall. And so these were some wide walls. You had an interior and exterior walls. But they was able to defeat the folks there at Jericho. Now, think about the principle. Think about the principle. Think about this principle. When you start your Christian journey, it don't start easy to hard. It start hard, then it gets easy. Hello, somebody. It's hard getting started in the Christian life. As a matter of fact, how many of you know most of the time when you accept Christ as your Savior, the devil jump on you with all four feet? Hello, somebody. Things just get so hard. Sometimes, man, just look like life just go crazy. The folks you think ought to be happy for you, they ain't happy for you. Folks ain't happy at home. Folks ain't happy at work. And, boy, make you start thinking, I need to just turn around. Even folks in church get an attitude with you. They've been asking you for the longest to get in the choir. When you going to get in the choir? When you going? Soon as they see you standing up there, then now why did they have to put her by me? She can't sing a bit, and she's standing right up here. Well, you've been begging her for a year and a half to come up there. You see what I'm saying? Your greatest test is right after you get saved. Yeah. Yeah, see, as you walk in the things of God, it get brighter and brighter and brighter, better, better, gooder, gooder. Amen. But when you first start out, man, it's so dark. Well, it's just like when you walk in a room, a dark room. It's dark, isn't it? But if you wait a few minutes, you'll be able to navigate your way around. Amen. Amen. Some folks done even got so used to the dark, it's a shame. You don't want to get used to the dark now. You want some light to be shining on in there. After great victories come great trials, and we notice this in chapter 7. Here comes another test. The Bible says, beginning with verse number 1 through 5, we see the defeat at Ai. Look at this defeat. Joshua, verse number 2, and Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth-Ezan, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smit Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but a few. They said, man, we'll be able to take them. This ain't nothing like Jericho, Josh. Don't worry the folks. Don't worry about trying to get all the folks together. Man, just send a couple of thousand. We'll be able to bump them on off. No problem. Amen. Somebody say, no problem. Amen. And so we see that these men, they're very confident that they can handle this. In other words, they're going to send out the B team. They're going to send out the B team. They say, look, you don't have to send Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. Don't worry about Michael. They can rest this game here. We're going to send out the B team. Y'all do know Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan. Amen, you know. Amen. Amen. You know, that was a dynamic duo back there in the 90s. They was winning championship for the Chicago Bulls. Amen. Amen. So Josh said, okay, we'll send out the B team. So they sent out the B team. They sent out just 3,000, the Bible says. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai, and the men of Ai smote them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate even unto Shibarim, and smote them in the going down, wherefore the hearts of the people melt and became as water. Isn't that something? They whoop them coming and going. I mean, they sent them running. Amen. Amen. And the Bible said, and Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening time. And he and the elders of Israel and put dust on their head. And Joshua said, alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. Oh, Lord, what shall I say when Israel turned their back before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it and shall envision us around and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? He said, oh, God, we really done messed up. I wish you would have just left us on the other side. Because when the other folks hear about us, the Canaanites, when they hear about us, that AI done whooped us, oh, man, that's just going to make even your name look bad. He said, I wish you wouldn't brought us over here. That's just going to make everybody look bad. So Joshua here, he's really praying hard. Now, notice that in verse 10 and through 12, God tell Joshua what the problem is. The Lord said unto Joshua, get thee up. Wherefore light thou upon your face? Look how God is. Do you see the Lord? Joshua crying and what happened. God's attitude is totally different. He said, get up. Get off your face. Yeah, shut up that racket. Israel have sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them, for they have taken of their cursed thing and have stolen and disassembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. God said, they got my stuff among their stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their back before their enemies, because they were a curse. Neither will I be with you anymore, except you destroy their curse from among you. He said, Israel done sinned. Cut that crying out. Do you know a lot of times folks start crying and folks start bellyaching about stuff? And you know what the problem is? Not my mama, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. That's what that is. A lot of time we wondering, why is everybody at work? You know, why is everybody just messing with me on my job and everything? I went to church on Sunday. but you got sin in your life. God said, cut all that racket out. Idra done sin. That's what he told Josh. And notice how God's kind of rough with him. He tell him, get thee up. Verse 10, and then verse 13, he say, up, get up, sanctify the people and say. In other words, God said, cut the crying out and do something about it. Huh? Amen, amen, amen. Once God done told you that there's a problem, do something about it. Don't just sit there and cry. Amen. Amen. You know, a lot of times what we do, we fall out with one another in the house. That ain't no help. That ain't no help. If somebody done spent the rent money, that ain't no help just getting mad. Just staying mad. Yeah, you can get mad, but you can't stay mad. We got to figure out a way to get this rent paid so we stay in this house. You see what I'm saying? You got to figure out a way. All right, okay. Well, since you done spent that check there, what about this week? When this week here come, we need that money. You got to come up with a strategy. You got to go talk to the apartment people and let them know, hey, I don't have it this week, but next Friday I have it. I have it. Don't be ducking and dodging. Amen. Because they'll start looking for you. And they got the upper hand on you in them apartments. They sure do. They be putting padlocks and all kind of stuff, changing the locks on the door, putting your stuff out, selling stuff and what have you. You don't want folks to start acting crazy and ignorant on you. Amen. So what you have to do, you have to get some clear head here and get up and say, all right, you done messed up. Now, what you going to do about it? What you going to do about it? You done spent the rent money. What you going to do? What you going to do? Do you still want to stay here with me? Hello, somebody. Well, what's your plan? Since you done spent the rent money, what's your plan on getting this rent paid? What's your plan? You must got a plan. Come on, so tell me what your plan is. You see what I'm saying? You got to calm down, and you got to start talking sensibly here. Hello, somebody. Because it ain't doing no good. I done seen folks, they just start throwing television sets and start throwing stuff out the window and stuff. And they living on the second floor and all that. You can't be acting ignorant like that. Hello. And you got to remember some of that stuff came from Rent-A-Center. Amen. Yeah. You can't be throwing all that stuff out the window. You got to calm down and start acting sensibly here in this matter and get it all worked out. Amen. Some folks, they start crying and they just keep crying and they've been crying for over a week. Now, that's enough of that now. You need to come up because crying ain't no settling. Yeah, crying is not going to keep the lights on. Amen. Amen. You got to come up with a strategy. So he letting Joshua know, get up right now. Get up. And let's take care of this problem. Amen. How many of you know that most of the time a problem is really a compound problem? In other words, it's something that we saw, but we ignored it, and we didn't take care of it, and it just started compounding daily on us. Amen. 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 It's just like a late bill. That late bill with Visa, they don't care. They want you to just keep on being late. Hello, somebody. Cause that's good for them. Amen. You got to go on. And see, I thought I was doing pretty good. When I first got my Lit Discover card, I said, man, ain't this something? I didn't even request one. They already know me and stuff. They say, Mr. Will, but you already done been approved and calling me Mr. and everything. And so all you got to do is just send this in and, you know, we got you covered. We can activate it. I say, praise the Lord then. Amen. They can activate that 18% interest. That about killed me. Took me 10 years to pay off that debt. Amen. Well, it took me a whole lot longer because I was just paying $35 a month. Oh, wait. That's a trap if you don't know. And I'm sitting at home, crying on the inside, how I'm going to pay this bill off. Amen. I just had to double up. Had to let McDonald go for a while. And you got to suffer for a while. That's what patience is. It's suffering for a while. What's the first characteristic of love? The Bible says love is patient. You know what patience is? It's the willingness to suffer for a while. That's what that is. When you're in love, you have to suffer for a while on some things. Amen. That may mean we can't go to the McDonald's like we used to. That's why, you know, in that singles conference, I was telling them, don't start out going to Red Lobster on the first date. Amen. Don't go to Red Lobster unless you think that's going to be the only date. Then, you know, you can go on wherever you want to go. Amen. You gotta catch some of the church dinners first. You gotta go to Golden Corral or something first. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. See how much that person eat first. Take them to Golden Corral and get all you can eat. See how much they can eat. Amen. That'll tell you where you're gonna have to go. Hello, somebody. Amen. I had a friend, me and him, we went to Kentucky Fried Chicken together, and boy, and he got him 2-3-piece of chicken, and at that time they had the potato logs. They still got them. Got him 2 big large yard of potato log and got him a Diet Pepsi to go along with that. And he said, what do you want? I said, I thought you was ordering for both of us. He said, no. Amen. So you have to know who you're going to dinner with. Amen. Amen. You can't assume it. Amen. Amen. All right, let's go on a little bit further. Let's go on a little bit further. He tell Joshua to get on up, verse 13, sanctify the people and sanctify yourself again tomorrow. For thus saith the Lord, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, of Israel. Thou cannot stand before thy enemies until ye take away the accursed thing from among you. What is it that's causing us to fail in our Christian life?
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.